The words I'd especially like to think about today from the story of Jacob and Esau. It's verse 10 of chapter 33. Jacob said to Esau, "For to see your face is like seeing the face of God, now that you have received me favorably." The story of the reconciliation of Jacob and Esau seems somehow appropriate on a day when a pastor professor from Valparaiso University is invited to Concordia Theological Seminary. This morning, God graces us together to reflect on, and indeed to reflect to each other, the face of God turned toward us with terrible yet wonderful favor. I tried for a while to work out who was Jacob and who was Esau. And I thought I had a clue for a moment when I remembered that there was a time when a lot of guys from Fort Wayne would go up to Valparaiso to find a wife. But of course, then that meant that really it should be Laban and Jacob, so I couldn't get that quite straight. I wondered where Esau was. And I remembered that when he noticed that he took the wrong wives in Canaan, he tried to make it up by going to the deep south to that wild ass of a man Ishmael to get a wife. But then that seemed to be like St. Louis, so I was really confused as to exactly who was Esau and who was Jacob. But I can figure out that both you folks here and I, folks at Valparaiso and everywhere, are exactly like both Jacob and Esau. We are, in our own ways, devious, tricky, Jacob. Self-seeking, alternately afraid, angry. We're like them. But we're also like them in that God's evangelical promises are addressed to us all. And we're like them in that we too wrestle for the faith that holds fast the promises of God. God blessed Jacob at Peniel. Jacob saw the face of God turned in blessing toward him. And then just a few verses later, we find him mysteriously linking his experience of God's grace, God's shining his forgiveness upon him. He links that with the reconciliation he finds in seeing Esau's face. We, like Jacob and Esau, are gifted to see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, as Paul writes. And that gift of seeing the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ is mysteriously linked to the way our faces now shine upon each other. Most of us here are pursuing a special call to proclaim God's word, to administer his sacraments. Despite the fact that we are Esau's and Jacob's, despite the fact that the people that we serve and that we will be serving are like Esau and Jacob, we're all devious, tricky, angry, afraid. Yet, as Paul also says, in our earthen vessels, this treasure of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, this treasure shines forth. And time and again, we're called into one another's lives and into the lives of the people for whom we care. And we're tempted, and perhaps sometimes we can, help to alleviate some of their pain and some of their sorrow, but that's not always given to us. And sometimes we try, and perhaps we can interpret and explain the sorrows and the troubles, the pains that we find one another suffering, but not always. However, always, as the people with whom we come to have life together, as these people confess and cry out in their need, always there shines reflected in our faces the glory of God, his love and his favor and his reconciliation that has shined on us in the face of Jesus Christ. And we can have the courage to say to those people, I don't always know what to do about your pain. I cannot alleviate it. I'm not sure I fully understand your pain, that I could interpret it. But I am here with you. And I know that God's face has shined on me and through me can shine upon you. And in that very exchange of being there with people in their pain, knowing my own need, that I am not the Savior, that I cannot always fix all things, that I cannot always explain all things, nevertheless, in that very moment of need, God's face in Jesus Christ shines on me and then reflects also into the lives of those who I am called to serve and to love. Perhaps today, at this moment, the pressures of the term or the press of professional responsibilities or the pain of some sort of difficulty in your family life, perhaps something weighs you down and you are suffering and you are wondering what to make of that. I cannot alleviate the pain you currently suffer. I can't fully explain or interpret it, but I can say, the Lord bless you and keep you. And that is no mere wish. It's not just a prediction that God somehow will be with you, but it is the very word of God. God bless you and keep you. God make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. God look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.